Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Beck and Bone Man featuring Pink, Anywhere Away From Here on 98.5. Hit us, Jazeel. What's your big idea this week?
It's not bad. It's great. You would want to give me your credit cards.
Yep.
All of them, in fact, because you want to invest in this one.
I think
you don't. Not one.
Mm-mm.
Ah, good on you.
Thank you.
I'm proud.
Thank you.
Two types of people in the world, I think, personally, okay?
Yeah. Are you
This is all part of the big idea.
Okay, gotcha.
Two types of people in the world.
Mm?
I think we are opposites in this.
Okay.
Now, there's the one type of person that loves to sit on things that someone else has already warmed up. So, and that's exactly where I thought you would be. See, I think if I jump on a couch or a chair and it's warm, I'm like stoked. Someone's done all the hard work
yep.
and warmed it up for me. You, on the other hand?
I don't like it. It's
yeah.
okay, like if it's something like seat warmers in the car.
Yeah.
Like that's fine.
But if,
but
you know
if someone,
person,
yeah, if I know a person has physically sat there and warmed it up for me,
okay.
I don't like it.
What about if it was a toilet seat?
No.
You would hate that, right?
Either way, if it's warmed by someone or it's just warm, no.
And this is why I bring you my big idea.
Sure, go for it.
For people just like you. It wouldn't faze me.
Yeah.
But for people like you, maybe you're going through the airport, maybe you're looking at which cubicle to use, and you're looking through. Imagine if the seat told you how long it had been since someone was on
it. Nope, do not want to know that. I do not want to associate a toilet seat with anyone else ever sitting there ever. Anytime I use a public toilet seat, I am the only person who has ever sat there.
I bring to you the reflective toilet seat. Or okay, this makes a little bit more sense, the mood ring toilet seat.
Nope.
Now,
no, thank
you. Two possible reasons you would buy this and install this in a public toilet or even at home.
Hmm.
Number one, okay, as you sit on it, so let's say it's a black toilet seat, but as you sit on it, just like the mood ring that you put on your finger, it changes colour. The longer you've had it on, the longer you've been sitting there, the brighter it gets.
Nope.
So, for the first reason, if you look down, you're like, oh man, the seat's red. You're like, get out of there. You've been there way too long.
Sometimes
all right?
You don't have a choice, though.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Especially in the ladies' toilets.
But
it's always a line. Sorry.
Well, that's great then. If it's red, you've taken too long. Get out of there.
I don't want people to know how long I've been sitting on the toilet.
No, only you would know.
Because I'm come out, someone goes in behind me, bright red toilet seat. Oh, she was in there a while. No thanks.
No, because you'll stand up and then it would slowly fade.
Yeah, they'll
okay?
have to linger in the toilet
so then,
for longer.
So then that's reason number one.
Okay.
Reason number two, if you walk in and you got a choice of, say, six toilets, you can quickly have a look. You look for cleanliness, but then you also look and go, oh, they're all relatively orange. That one's looking a bit yellow. Ah, that one's black. Straight to it.
Nah.
You know no one's been on it. It's going to be cold. Perfect for your tush.
Nope.
You don't love the idea?
Do not like.
I thought you would love this idea.
I do not want any association with anyone else's butt being on a toilet seat before mine. No, nothing. And then I don't want anyone else to know how long I was sitting on that toilet seat for when I come out of a busy toilet.
I honestly thought you were going to love this one.
You don't know me at all, best friend.
Here we go.
Know me at all.
Do you think it's a good idea? Would you use it? Are you like, not like Beck, that would love this indication so you knew exactly who's been on the toilet and for how long? Let me know, 0429 985 985. I genuinely thought this was a good idea. Great for big public toilets.
Gross. So gross.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.